Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Wellness Works with Centria of Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Today, our guest will be Lisa Jones. And Lisa Jones is a Mary Kay beauty consultant and director. I wanted to talk to everyone today about edification, what that is, and how we can go about building each other up on a daily basis and what it looks like. And I thought that Lisa would be the perfect person to help me describe what that is and what it looks like and how we can institute that on a regular basis. So hello, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Centria?
I'm very well. I know that we were supposed to have Lauren on today with us also, but she's traveling, so we will follow up with her at another time. I'm sure she will have a lot to contribute to this conversation. So how are you doing today?
Great.
Okay. As I was just saying, Lisa is a Mary Kay beauty consultant who is also a director, and she's not only a director, she is my director. And so, again, I asked her to come on today, she and her daughter, because as I was sitting speaking with her one day, every word that seemed to flow from her was a word that was one that would build a person, help them to look at things from a perspective that anything can be accomplished, not a false sense, not a fluff and puff, but if you take this perspective, then you can accomplish the goals that you have set before you. But before we get into the actual conversation, I wanted to introduce Lisa to you all. And so, Lisa, can you give us a little background on yourself? Let us know, when did you decide to become a Mary Kay consultant? And what is your mission with taking that on?
Okay, sure. Well, thank you, Centria, for having me on today. I so appreciate that. I got started in Mary Kay back in 1991, so it's been, I think, like 28 years that I have been building my business in Mary Kay, and I was introduced to the company back when my daughter was attending my daughter, who's now 30, she was attending church, and she was in the nursery, and there was a lady there that was taking care of her that was a Mary Kay beauty consultant. And this lady had asked me if I would, that she was in a special contest with her director, and would I be interested in giving her my opinion of the Mary Kay skincare. Well, at the time, I thought, you know, Sarah, I really can't see myself using Mary Kay products. I'm a Clinique user and really can't see myself, but I know if it's something that you're working for with your director, sure, you can borrow my face, and you can. I would love to give you my opinion of Mary Kay skincare. So she got together with me, and that was my first time. I was 32 years old at the time. That was the first time that I was introduced to Mary Kay. And so that's kind of like where it all started, is when I was asked to be kind of like a face model to give my opinion of the face skincare. And from there, Centria, things just started to build and my customer base started to grow. But the one thing that I noticed is that there's so many women out there that truly need us. I feel like that I love be able to motivate women to, you know, for them to be the best that they can be. And, you know, I always say God didn't create a nobody. He created a somebody. So I love the fact that Mary Kay gives me the opportunity to just inspire and empower women to be the best, to be the best that they can be, the best wife, the best mother, the best coworker, the best boss that, you know, that she can be. So that's pretty much what my mission is.
Okay. And then where are you located, and how would a person go about sitting down with you if they were interested in skincare or the opportunity?
Okay. We are actually located right at 9403 Harford Road, Suite 7, Baltimore, mm-hmm. Maryland, 21234. We're in the Pink Cadillac Studio. And so that is pretty much our location, our studio location. But in sitting down and coming together with me would just be an opportunity for if somebody was wanting to have a new look, or they decided that they mm-hmm. would love to learn how to really take good care of their skin. You know, I mm-hmm. always say that when you sit down and you try Mary Kay products, you fall in love with Mary Kay. Just as I did back in 1991, I nearly fell in love with the product. And I feel like that mm-hmm. when a woman falls in love, she can then fall in love with the company. Because this opportunity is so amazing. And what it's done for me as a woman and provided for my family. You know, money may not buy you happiness, but it can certainly give you choices. And so I love the fact that I can help another woman, just like you, Centria, move mm-hmm. up the career path. You know, Mary Kay's giving away a cruise in October, so we're all feverishly working towards this cruise. So I know that, you know, with introducing other women to this career opportunity, knowing that they too could win a cruise and have a great product that's going to make their skin feel absolutely amazing. Because wouldn't you agree that when women start talking about something that they're using and they love, they want to share it?
That's
you know,
true.
That's just kind of, that's just kind of like how we are. We just want to kind of share. Oh, I got this new lip gloss and it's so pretty and loving the way my skin feels. And so I love to see that. And I feel like that the business opportunity allows a woman to start out as this little tiny rosebud. You know, I'm not quite sure exactly where this Mary Kay thing is going to go. But then she blooms mm-hmm. into this beautiful rose where she builds her confidence mm-hmm. about herself. And the best part about it is that she's in control of her own company. She doesn't have to listen to anybody. I mean, she doesn't have a boss. Because she is the boss. So I
right.
love that about what we do.
And are there any people that you've worked with that have any type of acknowledged disabilities? Is that a reason or an obstacle for anyone that you've come across?
Well, I have a woman in my unit that she has been in a wheelchair her whole entire life, and she's a Mary Kay consultant, mm-hmm. and she and I have been mm-hmm. talking because she so wants to come to the studio. She sees things on Facebook. She sees how much fun we're having, and so she so wants to go, and she knows that when she comes to the studio, she'll learn so much. So anytime I do a Facebook Live or I do a conference call, she's always on it. And so our studio is modified for anyone in a wheelchair. So mm-hmm. I know that, so I have worked with people with disabilities. In fact, I haven't worked with her personally, but there's a woman who's a sales director at Mary Kay who's blind. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
She just works. And I feel like that's what Mary Kay, for a woman to be blind mm-hmm. and be able to lead other women. She leads from her heart. She truly
right.
leads from her heart. So I love that. So
and
I know that.
Reinforces what you said about the feel of the skin. I said it also goes back to reinforce the change in the skin texture because that's
yeah.
something that you can completely convey to the person she's sitting in front of, because she doesn't know what they look like, but she knows what their skin is like, and she knows how her skin was between, during and after the process. So, yeah, that is really interesting perspective. I would love to hear her describe or to even give a class to hear what descriptives she uses during her class.
I know. I would love to be in her space as well. I would love, love, love. And I, she's not in the same state. She's not in Maryland. I'm not quite sure exactly where she is, but I would love to be there just witnessing how she, you know, how she does her skincare classes. And you know, I'm sure that most of her classes are structured where people will come to her. And so because she's got everything set up, and that's why, you know, we have our studio. Women come to us so that they can experience the Mary Kay skincare, so that they can receive a color makeover that's three eyeshadows, a blush, a lipstick, an eyeliner, lip liner, mascara, and lip gloss. And that they can hear about this Mary Kay opportunity. I always say that there's always going to be any woman that comes in my space is either going to be a customer, okay, because she's going to, I mean, what woman, for the most part, doesn't love mascara? You know, I even did a poll. If you were isolated on a desert island, what makeup item could you not live without? And most women said mascara. Mascara. Oh, I think a couple said lip gloss. So, so I feel like
don't wear makeup, wear mascara. Like, don't, when they say they don't wear makeup, they mean they don't wear foundations, but they will do something to their eyes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting that they say that $1,800 a year is how much the average American family spends on products that are just sold out of our catalog. You know, so when someone says, oh, I wear makeup, well, Mary Kay's not so much about makeup. Mary Kay's about skincare, teaching women how to take great care of their skin. But I always know that we're always tempted. It doesn't matter what the economy does. Women are not going to go without their lipstick or their lip gloss or their mascara. That's for sure. That's for sure. Right. So, and let's see, you had asked me, was there a question I didn't answer for you?
No, you've answered everything I've asked to this point.
Okay.
But I did want to go ahead and get into what led me to ask you on in the first place, which is a strength that you have naturally when you speak to people, and that is the skill of edifying or edification when it comes to the people that you encounter. And so just to throw some synonyms out there, you're edifying, you can uplift, enlighten, inform, build, establish someone. So the question that this platform was putting out to everyone today was this: how do we build up? How can we build up? How can we edify people that are around us and on a regular basis do that sincerely? So where do you think you began to develop that skill where it's become such a natural part of your being and what you do when you encounter people?
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of that has to come from your heart because it has to be genuine. It really does. It has to be genuine. And when I became a sales director, which was in 2001, I became a sales director at Mary Kay. And at that time, I just was, I'm in this leadership position. And as a leader, I would see women that were not maybe living up to their potential. And I often heard them, they would be in a job situation where a boss would be, do this, do that. You can't be late. You don't come in on time, you're fired. You know, all of this kind of talk that was just like degrading just totally degrading. And it made me think, you know, that's not the way Mary Kay built this company. She didn't build people up by yelling at them, by forcing them to do things. She built people up by making them feel good, making them feel good about what it is that they were doing. So then we decide that we want to give people positive affirmations, positive affirmations. Just some of the things that you can say to a woman or to a person is going to make them feel special. You know, Mary Kay always said, pretend every woman has a sign around her neck that says, make me feel special, make me feel important. Mm-hmm. And so I took that to heart. And I knew this is how I would want to be treated. The golden rule is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so I took that literally. And I decided that in order to be a leader and to be a good leader, I want to empower people. I don't want to pull people down. I want to build people up. I want them to stretch comfort zone.
Okay.
Because, yeah, so that's pretty much how that all started. I think a lot of it came naturally, but a lot of it came from my heart and also learning just the quotes of Mary Kay and truly taking them to heart as well.
So one of the things that you just mentioned was having a positive affirmation to counterbalance the negativity that we experience on a regular basis.
Ventria, did I lose
led you?
You
outside from people talking about it in the business space, was there a time that you actually constructed what we now call, you know, your daily affirmations prior to this experience? And if so, what prompted you to do that? And how important do you believe and have you found constructing an affirmation to be and helping a person reshape how they think and feel about themselves and the situations that they're in and or the world around them? Lisa? Lisa, can you call back in, Lisa? So we're going to continue, and I'm going to tell you how I feel about that while Lisa calls back in. And I will tell you the first thing that I did was construct an affirmation a couple of years ago, and I have recently revisited, but I haven't committed it to memory yet. And part of that affirmation was stating how I was an engineer, because that's how I saw myself, and that actually is to some degree how I see myself. And when I say I'm an engineer, that was just meaning that I am someone who is the person that is helping to create or build in my own life and in others. And so part of the affirmation that I had originally constructed, which will be modified going forward, was that I'm an engineer. I see solutions. I take the time to figure out what needs to happen to make things better and to build others up and myself. So like I said, that's not the whole thing, and this was several years ago, and that is a paraphrase of it. But just bringing that back to my attention helped to remold how I think and how I would go forward and address things. So Lisa, if you could go ahead and answer the question I asked about affirmations, when you first constructed your first affirmation and the role that you believe that they play in shaping and restructuring a person's mindset.
Yes. Affirmations just, it's affirmation transformation.
Hello?
You know, can you hear me? Centria?
Make sure you haven't muted your phone, Lisa.
No, I have not. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Hmm.
Centria? Hello? Hello?
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on here, but we're going to have Lisa try to call one more time. I have the mic open. So,
hello, can you hear me?
Let's try Centria. And call one more time. Okay. Hello, Lisa?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, we are completely back. I don't know exactly what happened. I'm not sure, and I apologize to the listeners, but we are back on. So can you answer that question for
me? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think affirmation means transformation, because mm-hmm. it's like if what you're telling yourself is positive, mm-hmm. Powerful statements. You know, it's just like my affirmation. Would you like for me to share what mine is?
Sure.
Okay. I am the powerful, unstoppable leader of Lisa's Leading Ladies, moving with a sense of urgency as I book, sell, and recruit. 200 strong is where we belong, and pink is all we can think. A team-building unit of red jackets and red cars, a go-give area of Mary Kay stars, fully reliant on God above, sharing his blessing and his love. With mountain-moving momentum and a passionate vision, an executive senior sales director is my next position. I am the truly dedicated, very enthusiastic senior sales director, Lisa Jones.
Yes,
that's my affirmation.
Okay. And that's like loaded. So, do you have a separate affirmation that you say to yourself aside from that? But that does cover a lot in and of itself, if you wanted mm-hmm. to pull it apart. But is there something that you just have that you say to yourself outside of affirming your business and your mission statement in your business? Or do you only use that one?
No. I say, it's interesting that like 90% of the self-talk that we have in our head is negative. Isn't mm-hmm. that just amazing?
Right.
That is crazy to me. And that's mm-hmm. what holds us back to be in all that mm-hmm. God created us to be, is that negative talk. You know, we think we can't, or we, and see, this is where I change that. I will, I must. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
I am, I will, I must. Okay?
Okay.
So I am determined to not let anyone rain. If someone rains on my parade, then I know that I just have to distance myself from that person. So
mm-hmm.
if that self-doubt starts to trickle in, which it does, because that's the devil, that's Satan, you know, robbing me mm-hmm. of my joy in so many cases. So at that point, then how am I going to talk to myself? Am I going to just say, well, I guess that just wasn't meant to be, or I guess that's not for me, or I don't, even though it was something I was enjoying, I was passionate about it, and yet that self-talk kept me from being the best that I can be. So I'm always talking to myself, and if I ever feel myself go into a negative talk, I just switch that up, and I'd be like, you know, Lisa, this is crazy. this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people truly do appreciate me. People do mm-hmm. want to hear what I have to say, you know, and that's how I have to talk to myself, because that's what empowers me. That kind of like motivates myself to kind of get,
mm-hmm.
because I'm motivating other women. I need something that's going to motivate me, and I know that that's the Lord. I truly do know
mm-hmm.
that that's the Lord, but I also know that that's the way that I talk to myself. So to build myself
mm-hmm.
up, because, you know, success is not a convenient thing. It's not convenient.
Mm-hmm.
There are many times where I may not feel like, you know, getting all dressed up, getting my hair done, putting my makeup on, and going to a sales meeting. There may be times that I don't really feel like doing that, but I know that I have to do that. I know that I have to, even though I may not feel like it. Well, see, that's success. Success is not convenient. It's like this doesn't just
mm-hmm.
happen when you feel like it. It's when you don't
mm-hmm.
feel like it and you do it anyway, that truly is
mm-hmm.
a sign of success, I believe.
And I agree. And while you were speaking, a song came to my mind that I know is very popular with a lot of people in my circle. And I'll just say some of the words. And it's about encouragement, flat out. And it says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. But no matter how you feel, speak a word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And it's amazing to me when that song does pop into my head, because I don't think I'm even aware of where I've drifted to. But then
mm-hmm.
that song and things like that will come into my mind, because music is just almost always around me. So that's kind of how my mind communicates with myself. And so, but just that's what I say, like you, it that is just part of your spirit. For that even to just pop in my head as, okay, that goes with this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes, I love
is,
that.
Yeah, that song is really powerful. And we didn't even get to the chorus. That was just the first stanza.
Aww.
But yes. So, and as I was preparing for this interview today, you know, of course, I looked up what edifying means and what edification is. And two things that stood out to me. Edify is a verb, so it's an action. Edification is a noun. That means it's in place. It's something that is. And so when I looked at that, I was saying, okay, so if I'm going to edify somebody, I'm going to instruct, I'm going to help improve them morally or intellectually. In order for me to instruct, I have to know what it is they don't know. In order for me to improve, I have to know what it is they're struggling with, so that I can go and put together the tools so the edification can actually take place, and provide them with the tools that they need so that they're able to be built up. Because whatever edifies is designed, and you are designed, you have been designed, Lisa, to build people up. And that was just even going through that was just very powerful to me, because something has to be designed or molded to be
mm-hmm.
a tool or to be the thing that is able to help the next being to become better. And so it's just so that in and of itself is so encouraging, because just like I was saying with my affirmation, I'm an engineer. Okay, so that means I can design. I can mold myself into that tool, or mold the materials, be that situations or physical materials around me, to meet a need, to be a solution.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, and I'm also very grateful to you, Lisa, because you encourage us to find out not only where we can go in our Mary Kay businesses, but with where our heart has been led, that Mary Kay is part of the process of us getting to where we desire to be. So that's another thing, people, if you walked away from Mary Kay or have been considering it, but you don't want for anyone to look down upon what's in your heart, this is the lady right here to come and be under. Because she's going to encourage you to seek out, while you're building your business, what it is that God has placed on your heart to do or to be. And so in doing that, Lisa, I have found that the things that we struggle with in this business are just the things that we struggle with. It doesn't matter where they show up at. They're just the things that we struggle with. The different venues reveal to us the angles or the perspectives that we're struggling with that thing from, because what I struggle with my Mary Kay business, where you're able to see it, being my leader, and help me with that, I may not struggle with as much doing that thing that is naturally come to me to do that also can bring an income. But in learning how to deal with what I struggle with in the Mary Kay business, it gives me the tools I need to address and fix the things that I do struggle with on the other side. So with that, I do truly, truly, again, appreciate you allowing yourself to be used and be the person that you are and to be that instrument that does build up. Where do you see yourself and your business in 5 years?
Well, thank you for that, Centria. Thank you, sweetheart. I see myself in 5 years. I feel like that my goal is to be a million-dollar sales director, and that means that I have changed a lot of lives. I have changed a lot of lives. I've got women that are selling this product. They're getting it on their shelf. They're getting it off their shelf. They're getting it in. They're getting it off. They, too, are now leaders in the fact that they are changing women's lives. So I want to be an impact. I want to be an influence so that these women that are in my unit can now step up and become the leaders that God has called them to be, and that they're just not sitting back and waiting for things to happen, but they're making things happen. And that's what I love. I never want to get to a time in my life, oh, I wished I had. I want to say to myself, you know, when my life is to the point where, you know, I'm living my last breath, that I'm so glad that I did. I'm so glad that I did. I'm so glad. I always say, work this business when you can, so your business will work for you when you can't. You know, so that's what I love. So I know in 5 years, I don't have to retire ever as a Mary Kay sales director of Mary Kay. So I don't even see myself even looking towards retirement. That's not even something that I even think about. You know, I'm 60 years old, but yet I don't think about retiring from this business because I love it so much. I don't even think of it as being a job. Because I love it so much. I always said, if Mary Kay said, Lisa, I'm sorry, but we can't pay you any money to do your business, I would say, okay, well, I still have to do it. I still have to do it. Only because I know what this does for other women. And if I know that all I was doing was giving back to other women, giving them a voice, empowering them to be successful, allowing them to step outside their comfort zone, allowing them to be their own boss. Oh my goodness, I can't walk away from that. So that's, I know in 5 years I'll still be doing Mary Kay, that's for sure.
Right.
I'll be 85 still doing Mary Kay.
25 years from now. Okay. That's a nice long-term goal there.
Yeah.
Long-term perspective.
Right.
Things, and that's what we can have. But like you said, and that's the other thing that I think people forget and lose sight of when they are choosing a career path is, would you be willing to do this even if there was no income attached to it for a period of time or on and off again? Would you still be willing to do this? Because that is going to let you know where your passion really lies. And I think that that is critical for people to be able to explore and find out what it is they're truly passionate about. And because that's what's going to sustain you at the end of the day, is your passion.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, you know, for someone coming into this form of opportunity may be simply a part of their journey so that they learn and develop the tools that they need to go forward into what their true passion is, strong, not floundering. And for someone else, this may be exactly what they've been looking for and they just didn't know it because they're too busy listening to other people and allowing other people to rob them of something that could be what completely and totally changes their life forever and the lives of those people around them. So how would you encourage, Lisa, that person that has thought about it but has allowed other voices to creep into their head for whatever reason? What would you say to them right now to encourage them to no longer live in that space?
Yeah. Well, I would tell them that they have everything to gain and nothing to lose. You know, you'll never know unless you try. You'll never know. So that's where, you know, I also want them to tell them that if I taught them everything I knew, you know, imagine where they could be a year from now. Just give your business a year. Imagine where you could be a year from now, where you could take that $100 that is used to purchase a starter kit and really turn that into $1,000 within a month. You really could. Because I always say, as long as there's baby girls being born and women with skin, we're never out of business. There's women everywhere. There's people everywhere.
Right.
So I would just encourage that person that, you know, there's been many times that as I've dealt with consultants, there have been, well, let me see what my husband says. Let me see what my dad says. Let me see what my mom says. And, of course, you know, a woman or a person, they don't know what they don't know. And I know that myself, when I was introduced to the Mary Kay opportunity back in 1991, at the time, my two girls were 2 and 7. My husband was just starting his business as a contractor. I was active in my church. I coached softball. I played softball. Plus, I worked a full-time job as an accountant. When in the world would I have time for this thing called Mary Kay? You know? So I went ahead and signed up. And I went to my husband and I said, guess what I just did? And he's like, oh, my gosh, you come talking to me like that. Did you wreck the car? And I'm like, no. I said, I just became a Mary Kay beauty consultant. And he looked at me like I had two heads, like, are you crazy? Are you nuts? Why would you do something like that? And it was like, you know, I just knew that it was the right thing to do. And it would allow me, even though my girls were only 2 and 7, one day that they were going to start using makeup and taking good care of their skin, and I wanted them to be on a good skincare system. And really, that was why I signed up initially, not really realizing that Mary Kay goes far more than just that makeup, just that lipstick. So I would encourage someone just like I said, you know, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. And you don't want to be at a place where, oh, wished I'd done that, wished I'd done that, wished I'd done that, because somebody else talked you out of it. You know, I will never, ever let anyone else determine my destiny. That's between me and God, right? Mm-hmm. So I would never want someone else to give me their words when they don't have the information. That's the thing. So oftentimes now when I sit down and do a sharing appointment, I would love to be able to share this opportunity with their mom or with their husband, because I would want him to know exactly what this business has to offer women and how this could make a difference in your family, in your family's income, in the family dynamic, and being able to not put your children in a daycare facility, not have to pay for that. Oh, my goodness, how huge that is. So I know my girls are, you know, we're 2 and 7. Now they're 30 and 35. And so with that being said, my girls have grown up in a Mary Kay household where if you think you can, you will. And if you think you can't, you won't. So I want to definitely encourage people to just, if you feel it, feel that something is on your heart, even though you have, most women that come into Mary Kay already have a full-time job. I did too. Okay. And a lot of women work Mary Kay alongside of that full-time job and just allow it to be their part-time job. But then some women say, you know what? I want to be able to be my own boss, set my own hours. If I want to take a vacation, my husband and I are both self-employed. So if we want to pick up and go visit our daughter in Charleston, South Carolina, we can do that tomorrow if we wanted to. Okay, we don't have to ask for permission. We don't have to ask our boss if we can take vacation. I mean, oftentimes I hear consultants say, well, you got to let me know what's going on for the year because I got to put my vacation in January. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know? So it's just, there's just so many. And to know that more women make over $100,000 a year in Mary Kay than in any other company just blows my mind, blows my mind. Mm-hmm. We're the highest paid direct selling company out there. So to me, that would encourage a woman to just give it a try. Just give it a try. You know, try it for 3 months and see how you do. You've got nothing to lose. And if you decide that Mary Kay's not for you, oh, well, you've got a $100 starter kit that with $493 worth of retail product in there that you can use yourself if you want.
Right. And if you don't want to use it, you can send it back. And that's the piece that also that people always hear people say, well, you know, you only do things where you have to have inventory because if you can't sell it, it's just sitting there on your shelf. You know, all this stuff just sitting there on your shelf. And I'm like, well, nope, because they take it back.
There's a 90% buyback guarantee.
I have one thing sitting on my shelf, taking up space and being given to me for free gifts, you know, over Christmas, unless I just choose to do that because they take it back. You know,
right?
There is no, like you said, there is no waste of funds with this opportunity.
No.
And then there are no licenses that have to be pursued or renewed or continuously paid for. The only thing you have to do is there an education function? Yes. There's education as often as you. Team gives education, and then the company itself gives formal education minimum 4 times a year. So there's always opportunity to learn. And then, of course, if you're going into business for yourself, you will want to learn about the industry that you're becoming a part of in general, especially since you use things from that industry anyway. On a regular basis, it's a different company that you're accustomed to right now. So some things you just need to be studying up on anyway before you say, well, I need to read up on that. Okay, yeah, but you also need to read up on what you've already been using. So,
right. Exactly.
So some of these things, and here's the other thing too, Lisa, I can tell you right now, like as we're talking, and we're just talking in general, but I'm actually hearing myself as I speak to you come up with some of the possible objections that people put in place subconsciously when you're having a conversation with them. And a lot of times, as you stated in another way, not even based off of any real concrete information, just based off of hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
And the experience that unfortunately someone else has had that was not the best experience, which may have simply been a poor experience with a consultant that did not operate with integrity, or yes, every product is not
mm-hmm.
for everyone. Maybe that product was not for that individual. But that
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that it's a poor quality product. We know that Mary Kay has an excellent and a very high quality skincare product line, and they've only improved it as time has gone on. And they've been in business for 55 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, and it's funny because on my way into the office today, I rode past someone in a pink Cadillac.
Aww. And this is the 50-year anniversary of the pink Cadillac.
Okay. And they,
mm-hmm.
they were coming up Monroe, and I was going down Monroe, and I was like, okay, where did I just come from?
Uh-huh. Woohoo!
But,
uh-huh.
But yeah, so if nothing else, and like I say, the topic today, yes, we're introducing you, yes, we want people to know who you are and where they can find you, but also the takeaway from today is about your mindset, about staying in the space of edifying and edification, not only for others around you, but also for yourself. We have to learn to build up, build ourselves up, build each other up on a daily basis. And so what are your final thoughts on that today?
Well, I just feel like that it's like taking having this opportunity to be able to going down another path in life, going down another
mm-hmm.
path in life that allows you to build your confidence and step outside your comfort zone and not to live in fear, because fear
mm-hmm.
is false evidence appearing real. And I feel like so many people don't follow through or they don't move forward because they're afraid. And I just want
mm-hmm.
to, just as a final thought, just say that you'll never know unless you try. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I always go to that scripture in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So when I feel fearful, I know that I'm not feeling faithful. I'm not being faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So be faithful and not fearful
mm-hmm.
and allow yourself
mm-hmm.
to step outside that box. Step outside that
mm-hmm.
box and be all that God created you to be, because you are very special.
Okay. And Lisa, I also
okay.
wanted to give you the opportunity to let everyone know how they can get a hold of you if there is any contact information you would like to leave with us today.
Sure. You can reach me. My email is Mary, M-A-R-Y, the letter K, Lisa, L-I-S-A, at gmail.com. My studio is called the Pink Cadillac Studio, and that address is 9403 Harford Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21234. That's Suite 7. And my telephone number is 410-591-4331.
Okay. And we will to post that also with this, the link that we shared today for this podcast, for this radio blog today. I'm going to make sure that all of that information gets added in case anyone is not on right now, that will catch up with us later or hear this aired later or stream it later. So they'll be able to have a visual also. And I really just want to take the time to thank you for taking this hour out of your day to spend with me and my studio audience. And I'm sure that they have walked away with a lot of information about how thoughts and how words more than anything, how words impact your thoughts and cause you to go in whatever direction you're currently going in. You spoke it first. So start to change your words. Start to be very mindful of what you're speaking over your life. And don't be afraid to do things afraid so that you can continue to speak what you need to speak, because you'll be getting the result to help you to continue to speak what you need to get the desired in your life. And so with that, I want to say, Lisa, that I will be doing much more than what I have. I thought about the topic, you know, based off of an experience I had with you, having the conversation today with you. I've learned even more about myself and how I should navigate certain things that come across my path, especially where it comes to being in business in general. As I stated at the beginning, my business is Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center. And so with that, we not only offer the awesome skincare, but I also offer therapies and or access to others that provide therapies, be it mental health, spiritual health, financial wellness, and, of course, your physical well-being. But first, you have to know that you need assistance, and that comes down to the conversation that you are having with yourself on a daily basis. So thank you. Thank you again very, very much. And I look forward to continuing to work with you as a Mary Kay consultant, and also just in building a relationship, because that's the other thing. That we've alluded to, but we did not say anything directly about. But every business, especially an opportunity-style business, is based on building relationships. So there's no way that we can be in a toxic relationship and build a great business. You have to surround yourself with people who are going to edify, who are going to give you the tools that you need to become successful, and who also, don't take this as them being a crutch for you. They're also going to edify you by letting you know when you are doing things that are harmful to yourself and to your business. And if you don't have people around you who are bold or strong enough or caring enough to let you know when you're doing something that is destructive to yourself and to your business, you need to reevaluate those people and their position in your life. If they're friends, maybe they need to become associates. So think about that seriously. Don't hold on to the crutches. And learn to live and live free. And again, I thank you so much. If there's anything else you'd like to add at this point, I give you the floor. We have about 2 minutes, and we'll be shutting it down, Ms. Lisa.
Yeah, one thing I just want to say is, Centria, you are absolutely amazing. Amazing. I'm sitting here just blown away by your confidence and how you're carrying yourself, and your just your whole demeanor is just beautiful. And I just want you to know that you sound amazing, you are amazing, and you're doing such great things and making a difference in other people's lives by having this this radio blog. And just want you to know how much I appreciate you, and just that you are doing an amazing job, and I am so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. All right, people. Well, we will check back in on the second Wednesday. I have Tuesday on the mind. The second Wednesday of March, and then again on the fourth Wednesday, as each show will be on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month. If you have any questions, concerns, or any show ideas, please inbox me or take the time to drop me a call or a comment, and I will see about those things, and I'll be in touch. Love you all. Have a great day.